The Ukraine incursion into Russia, now in its second week, has broken through thinly manned defences, encircled and captured villages, and destroyed three bridges. It's given a new sense of optimism to Ukrainian forces badly in need of an uplift as this war grinds on, and delivered a blow to Putin. President Zelensky said the goal was to create a buffer zone inside Russia along the border with his country. Another aim of the incursion is reportedly to divert Russian troops away from the Donbass region, under pressure as beleaguered Ukrainian troops are there. Yesterday, Ukrainian authorities ordered the evacuation of a key city in the Donbass region as Russian forces continue to make gains in the east of the country. Let's talk to James Waterhouse, the BBC Ukraine correspondent. And James, let's start in the east of the country. What is happening in the Donbass region?
Well, it really does depend on who you ask. You know, there's one senior defence minister said the effects of the Russian offensive are yet to be realised and things could change. But the thought of another military analyst was that it was catastrophic what is happening. It certainly isn't looking good. As you say, you've got Russian forces advancing on multiple fronts. They're within 10 kilometres of a city called Pokrovsk, and they are already starting to encircle another one called Turetsk. Now, Pokrovsk is a logistical hub for Ukraine. I've watched it gradually be destroyed over the past 18 months as Russia inches closely. It connects, it's part of a road network which Ukrainian troops use right across the front line. And if it was to fall, then that would be significant. And at the moment, what the Ukrainian forces are reporting there is wave after wave of Russian attack. They've had to weather dozens, they say, over the past 24 hours. And it's a familiar blueprint of Russia's advance here. They will inch closer, airstrikes will increase, and we're seeing the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. So it really does seem to be deteriorating. And if you look at the maps, you really sort of see this protruding advance by Russian forces who are only concentrating their resources to try and take these cities and tighten their grip on the eastern Donetsk region.
Does that show then that while the incursion into Kursk, at least as a coup for Ukraine, is working, it hasn't delivered at least one of Zelensky's aims to divert Russian troops away from the Donbass where they are under that pressure?
Well, if it's going to, not yet. You know, someone described it to me this morning as a sugar rush offensive. You know, is this Ukraine once more injecting a bit of morale into its troops, which undeniably it has? You know, I've spent the last couple of weeks there. There are soldiers waving at you. There is a real sense of momentum, a departure from those exhausted troops who are running out of ammunition over the past year. But, you know, it has to go somewhere. And at the moment, while Russian forces are being drawn, it's not to enough of an extent to change things in eastern Ukraine. But the other side of that is Ukraine is committed to this now. It has committed, you know, several thousand of its best fighters and some of the most sophisticated Western weaponry in this area to try and change things, to try and shake up the politics of this. And if it can, and it's a big if it can hold on to this territory, in the near term, it might draw troops. It may well create that buffer zone that's already happening. Ultimately, it could provide political value for a peace negotiation. But we are, for the first time in this conflict, at a point where both sides are advancing and both sides are announcing mass evacuations elsewhere. They are both going for it to a degree. And you can be sure they're working to a timeline of both the summer with favourable fighting conditions, but also the upcoming US presidential election, you would imagine.
How long can Ukrainian troops sustain this incursion?
And that's the question, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about a force which was already thin, was already struggling to match Russia's superior manpower, deeper reserves, vast resources. And yet President Zelensky has sort of made his Hail Mary move, his all-in poker play, where he's concentrated his resources in what was a poorly defended part of the border to try and shake things up. It is one thing to use the element of surprise and take territory. It's quite another to keep hold of it when things slow down. And we just need to look at the last 2.5 years of this invasion. When things slow, that suits Russia and not Ukraine.
The BBC's James Waterhouse there. Thank you very much.